AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. On this Martin Luther King Jr. holiday, the son of the civil rights leader, Martin Luther King III, spoke at a Washington breakfast of the many steps the country still needs to take toward racial justice.
What I know is we have the ability to address them. We just have not identified the will. But when ability and will become one, we see results.
President Biden says one area of focus for his administration, housing.
Working to restore the rule that says if a community gets a federal housing aid, it's not enough just to say it won't discriminate. It has to be meaningful, affirmative steps to overcome patterns of segregation.
In Nepal, search teams have retrieved the flight data and cockpit voice recorders of a passenger plane that plummeted into a gorge Sunday. At least 69 of 72 people aboard killed, three still missing, presumed dead. In Ukraine, the death toll from a Russian missile strike on an apartment building in the southeastern city of Dnipro, now at 40, one of the deadliest single attacks in months. 39 survivors pulled from the building's ruins, 30 still missing. In Italy, police have arrested a convicted mafia boss after 30 years on the run. And in California, six people found dead early this morning. Shelley Adler has details.
Officials say they were killed in a shooting early Monday at a home in Central California. Tulare County Sheriff Mike Boudreau told reporters deputies first found two victims deceased outside the house.
As deputies began searching the area, unfortunately, they began finding multiple victims at this scene.
They found a third person fatally shot in the doorway of the residence. Three more victims were found inside the home, including a man who was still alive but later died at the hospital. Officials say they think the family was targeted. I'm Shelley Adler.
This is AP News. The NFL's wild card weekend wraps up in Tampa Bay tonight, where the Buccaneers host the Dallas Cowboys. Yesterday, the Buffalo Bills rallied for a 34-31 victory over the Miami Dolphins, and the New York Giants beat the Vikings 34-31. And there was some NFL history made in Cincinnati. Craig Heist has that game.
Sam Hubbard's 98-yard touchdown return of a Tyler Huntley fumble with 11:39 to go in the fourth quarter snapped a 17-all tie as the Bengals hung on to beat the Ravens 24-17.
Credit to Logan Wilson punching it out and just being in the right place, right time. Got a few blocks along the way, and I was just worried about getting tracked down. I'm glad I made it to the end zone.
Joe Burrow threw for a touchdown and ran for another, while Ravens quarterback Tyler Huntley threw for two scores, but he was also intercepted. His last-second pass on fourth down with no time left fell incomplete. I'm Craig Heist.
The Jaguars and 49ers won Saturday's games. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.